This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Just 37 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the Hull Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado, one of our great, great partners on this program. And here at the station, it's been fun to get to know Preston and a little bit more about these Fort Collins Foxes, too. Preston Munch joining us now, the owner and president of the Foxes. Preston Munch joining us. Man, Preston, great to catch up with you, my friend.
Yeah, you too. Looking forward to the chat.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe it. We're already down to it, man. We're here in late July, and the Foxes are wrapping up the season.
I know. It happens so fast. And so, yeah, we game tonight, game Thursday, and then we wrap it up Saturday. And, you know, it's 47 games, right, wrapped up in about 58 to 60 days. But here we are, and, you know, we'll wrap it up Saturday. And these kids, we have some kids literally next morning, our catcher jumps in the car, drives 20 hours back home. He'll be home for a couple days, and then he's off to college and start his fall baseball season.
Wow. I mean, that's so true about great baseball players, though, the good ones, right? They're just always playing baseball. There's hardly any downtime for these dudes.
Yeah, no, there isn't. And then that's what we do here, right? It's what we offer as the kids, that opportunity to continue to play, because we're seeing it. You know, I think that's a whole nother conversation, whether you should be playing full-time all the time as early as 10 or 12. But that's unfortunately what you're seeing, and you see it on the college level too. These kids literally take no time off. But, you know, most of our guys, you know, they're either trying to maintain their starting spot, or like our catcher I mentioned, he was third on the depth chart behind two seniors. Well, now he's going back to Northwestern State, a D1 program in Louisiana, and the coaches are expecting him to be the starter when he gets there, right? So, so the summer ball is huge for guys like Brody.
Yeah, no question. Talk to me a little bit about what you've seen this year from your team, Preston, you know, as far as that growth. And again, so many of these players are always playing at that high level, but just keeping that focus, you know, in the dog days of summer, as we call it. What have you seen from this group this year in 2026?
Well, I think what you've seen is guys that are just, they're laser focused. We see guys that know that that everyone's got a gap in their game, right? Somewhere a gap in their game. So whether it's a pitcher trying to, you know, to fine tune that third pitch, whether it's a batter that's trying to get better at off speed pitches, right? Whatever it may be, they all come in here with a certain mindset of something they need to work on. And the fact that they're able to do it and play a, you know, we'll call it a rigorous schedule, right? I sat down with our coaches yesterday at breakfast. I said, hey, this is a rigorous schedule. And they said, love it. There's no better way for these guys to get better and to face this, right, to be playing 5 out of 6 days. So what we've seen, to answer your question, is guys coming in on things to work on. And I could tell you, it's so fun to see these guys getting better, figuring out, again, that third pitch. And, you know, it's exciting. We've had 9 kids off our team that have signed with a college program this summer, right? Got a lot of guys going to the RMAC. We've had 2 sign with Metro State, got 3 signed with Adams State. So it's really fun to see these guys, because that's what they're looking for too, Brady, is if they're a JUCO guy that just finished their sophomore year, I need that next opportunity, or 2 guys that were in the portal looking for their next opportunity. So that's part of it too.
Preston, how much does this season, you know, you start in May and then you go through pretty much most of the summer, how much, you know, on tape and what they do in this season can impact some of these dudes for the rest of their careers?
Yeah, it's, you know, because we live in a world now, right, where there's so much technology and so much, you know, every game of ours, we live stream it. It's a 4-camera shoot. So the guys are able to get really high quality tape and data from us. So they'll use that, right, to not only give them new opportunities, but how to continue to get better. And, you know, a fun story I want to share with you. We just had the MLB draft, right? That happened. And we had, for the first time under my ownership, a Fort Collins Fox drafted, right? And that was so exciting. And I thought he had a chance. And sure enough, he got drafted by my team, the Kansas City Royals, last week. And here's a kid, Cooper's his name, Cooper Corcoran. He was with us during the 24th season. great kid, big lefty, you know, from Texas, right? Kid was had all the stuff, but he was mental. And that's what a lot of these guys are working on, too, is that's why these coaches love playing every day. It challenges you mentally, right? How are you going to handle today, tonight, when it's 94 degrees and you are 0-for-8 the last 2 days, right? And you're facing a D1 pitcher today, right? So that the mental part's a big part. But that's how this kid Cooper was, super mental. I took him for a car ride in Dodge City, Kansas. This is a true story. He forgot his wallet in the dugout. I said, Cooper, I'm going to take you. So we're driving from the hotel to the stadium at Dodge City. I used that time to tell him, Cooper, you've got major league stuff, but it's all above your shoulders. And he realized this, so he really focused on it. Last year, he goes into Mexico, all Mountain West, 6-2 record. And guess what? Gets drafted by the Royals. And so those are the fun moments. He signed his paperwork yesterday with the Royals. So what a fun story.
That I love to hear that. And I'm glad you could elaborate with us. Because, again, just talking about how special this is, not just for the fans to go to these games, but to the growth of these young players that you're putting together each and every summer.
Yeah. So with the 9 kids that signed with us this summer, in the last 3 years since under our organization, we've got 30 kids who signed with new programs during the summer with us. So that's super fun, and it's a big part of why I love doing what we do.
Yeah, I love it, man. What is, you know, as far as, you know, we've had a lot of fun talking about the different nights and different events for the fans to get excited about. I know coming up here this weekend, this week as we kind of wrap up the season, as we've talked about, another special outing coming up for the Foxes.
Yeah, so tonight and Thursday we play 605 City Park. But Saturday night is going to be a very special night. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and we're doing it and as a Strikeout Cancer night. And it's something that you just can't throw together, right, Brady? So we've been working up to this. And, you know, originally it was going to be a little bit earlier in the season, but we pivoted and moved to make it to the last game of the year. Let's make it really special. So we got special jerseys and hats the players are going to wear. We got to show some of them the other day, and they're like, that's cool. So we do, we hit it when the kids are saying that's cool. And but it has a bigger meaning, right? And so our title sponsor is Gibbs Grooming, the founder of that, you know, unfortunately lost his wife to cancer. So he's we let the sponsor pick that nonprofit that we will provide proceeds to. And so it's going to be a special night. It's always an emotional night. All of us have been impacted by cancer, right? And so it's a chance for us just to bring it forward, talk about it, and you know, we're going to have a chance for probably a third inning where everyone gets to put up a card of someone they want to remember that has fought or did fight cancer. So it'll be a special night. And then at the end, Brady, we're going to auction off the jerseys online over the next 2 weeks following that last game. And all the proceeds will go to that very specific nonprofit organization.
Oh, I love that, man. Great causes, too. There's so many different events, so many different decorative items to make these games a little bit more special, a little bit more fun. Obviously, this one certainly means a lot for so many. So I appreciate you guys for putting this on and making this a part of your schedule.
Yeah, that's what we did. We try to bring meaning to everything. I mean, you know, I was at Target yesterday, and this is a special moment for me because I know we're starting to make a difference, and I'm in Target, and I see two kids. They're over where the sports cards are, and I look up at them. They both have Fox's hats, and they're autographed all over. And I went up to them. I said, boys, I love your hats. And the mom comes over, and she says, hey, these kids love Fox. They don't know who I am. They love the Fox. And she's telling me about it, like pitching it to me. She has no idea who I am. And I walked away going like, all right, we're doing things right. And those are fun experiences. So, three games left, a chance for people to experience what we're doing. And it's fun. And like I said, theme nights, we had Santa Claus, we've had Dinger. I mean, we've done a lot of things to have fun and look forward to kind of wrapping up these final 3 games.
I love it, man. Well, Preston, we appreciate you, man, and telling the stories this summer with us about the Fort Collins Foxes. And I know we're catching up soon. Talk about even more ideas next year, too. So we'll be looking forward to that, man. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you and everyone there as well supporting us. So much appreciated.
We'll talk to you soon, man. Preston Munch, owner and president of the Fort Collins Foxes. 11:47 the time. Short show today, Mike. We got Rockies Nationals coming up pregame at 12:30 today. So we will catch up with Sean Keeler for Keeling Me Softly. Denver Post Sean Keeler, that is. He has a lot of stuff I'm interested in this week. I mean, it's like he listens to the show, Mike, and then writes his articles. Do you think? You think that's what he does?
No, he gets his idea from me.
His idea, if he got that from you, it would be the worst thing ever. Vampire funeral music. 47 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show. Don't go anywhere.
The Preps football broadcast will sound a little different this season. Hear Jerry Schammel, Bruce Dick, and the studio man Kyle Johnson every Friday night this football season. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.